You know what? I'm going to have to send Stephen A. Smith a thank you note. I really am. I might have to publicly thank Stephen A. Smith. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and do it right now. Stephen A. Smith, I want to thank you. I really do appreciate all that you have done for me. Because of your wokeness, because of your hatred for white people, because of your undying loyalty to your woke masters at ESPN who tell you what to say, because of all of that, you have given me limitless material for my channel. You have given me the opportunity to grow a platform, to grow an audience. Thanks to you being a blithering idiot, and because I use the common sense that the good Lord gave me, my channel continues to grow. So thank you, Stephen A. Smith. Thank you for doing it again. Thank you for going on the air at ESPN and giving me something else to just decimate you about. I just cannot believe, it. Let me go ahead and get this out of the way real quick. I don't think Stephen A. Smith really believes what he says. Last week, Jason Whitlock said that the powers that be at ESPN pretty much instruct Stephen A. on what he needs to say on the air. Basically, Stephen A. Smith sold out to the wokers for millions of dollars a year. I just can't believe that he can be this stupid. I really don't. As you guys know, I'm into sports gambling. When players hit a losing streak, the smart thing for them to do is to lay off for a little while, maybe a week or two. Stop playing. Come back when your mind is clear. When you hit a losing streak gambling, you don't think clearly. And if you're not careful, you'll pick up that shovel and you'll start digging that hole deeper until you reach the point of no return and you dig the hole so deep that you can't get out of it. That is the same thing that Stephen A. Smith has been doing for the last year or so with his woke commentary. Stephen A. used to be, believe it or not, Stephen A. used to be a respected journalist. He used to have prestige. That is no longer the case. He signed that big contract at ESPN. I believe he's paid, I don't know, $8 million a year, something like that. When he signed that contract, ESPN gave him a shovel, and Stephen A. started digging and digging and digging. He is so far down the woke rabbit hole, there's no way to get out. There is no saving the reputation at this point of Stephen A. Smith. It is forever tarnished. As you guys know, Stephen A. has been on this crusade lately when it comes to coaches in the NBA. He is peddling the myth that black men don't get the same opportunities as white men. He says that the only reason white men get coaching positions is due to their white privilege. White privilege. Remember when the Nets hired Steve Nash? According to Stephen A., that was white privilege at its finest. He argued that Steve Nash had no coaching experience and wasn't qualified to coach a veteran championship-level team like the Brooklyn Nets. He claimed that black coaches have never been given an opportunity like that. I guess he forgot about Derek Fisher. I guess he forgot about Jason Kidd. But details like that, they don't matter to Stephen A. Why let facts get in the way of your woke agenda? You see, with Stephen A., everything is always about race. It's always about race. Stephen A. Smith is part of the problem right now in this country. He has become the male version of Jemele Hill. He's a race baiter. Look how that worked out for Jemele Hill. She went from having a big platform over at ESPN to being irrelevant. The only time that Jemele Hill makes headlines now is for something negative. And Stephen A.? Stephen A. is becoming the same way. The only time he makes headlines is for some race baiting garbage. After getting bounced once again early in the playoffs, the Portland Trail Blazers, they decided to part ways with Terry Stotts. Now, there are a number of coaches right now being mentioned as his replacement, but the leading candidate is Mike D'Antoni. D'Antoni's currently an assistant in Brooklyn with the Nets, but it's rumored that he will take over in Portland once the Nets playoff run is over. This news, this rumor, was enough to send Stephen A. Smith right over the woke cliff on Friday morning. On Woke Take Friday, Stephen A. once again made a complete fool of himself. Check out what he had to say about Mike D'Antoni. Just being in the conversation to replace Terry Stotts in Portland. Quote, "How many damn chances you supposed to get? The man coached James Harden. The man coached Steve Nash. The man coached Kobe Bryant. All of these guys he had, and not a single trip to the finals to show for it. I am sick and tired of coaches, white coaches, getting chance after chance after chance after chance." End quote. Let me just stop it right there for a second. What Stephen A. Smith is alluding to here is the fact that white head coaches are given multiple opportunities, even if they fail, and black head coaches are not given the same opportunity. Now, once again, this is a myth. Man, it's so easy to dispel these wokers because their entire premise is based on lies. Stephen A. Smith wants you to believe that the NBA is biased against African-American head coaches. And it's simply not true. Nate McMillan has coached 17 seasons in the NBA. His head coaching career started back in 2000s with the Seattle Supersonics. Nate McMillan has been given 4 chances as a head coach in the NBA. He has made it out of the first round of the playoffs once. 17 seasons, he's made it out of the first round once. Yet, Nate McMillan, he keeps getting head coaching opportunities. Last I checked, he was African-American too. Dwayne Casey, his first head coaching job was with the T-Wolves in Minnesota. He was fired midway through his second season. He had a sub-500 record. The Raptors, they gave him another chance. And after he kept getting bounced early in the playoffs, they let him go. And the Pistons gave him another chance. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but I'm pretty sure that's 3 chances for Dwayne Casey. Monty Williams. Monty Williams is one of my favorite head coaches. I hated to see him leave New Orleans. Now, even though his tenure with the Pelicans wasn't good, it was pretty bad, but it wasn't his fault. That being said, he made the playoffs twice in 5 years in New Orleans. He never made it out of the first round. The Pelicans, they weren't even competitive in the playoffs. Monty Williams was 173 and 221 in New Orleans, 48 games under 500. I'm pretty sure that right now, he's coaching the Red Hot Phoenix Suns. So Monty Williams was given another chance. Stephen A. Smith is supposed to be an NBA expert. And you mean to tell me that he doesn't know any of this? He doesn't know any of this. I mean, all it took was a simple Google search for me to find it. No, Stephen A. knows, but he leaves this information out because it doesn't fit his woke agenda. Once again, with Stephen A., it's always about race. Check out what he said next. Quote, "I'm not saying that Mike D'Antoni doesn't deserve to be a head coach. I don't want to put that out there. Mike D'Antoni for a lot of teams, but let him go get one of the retreads and make them relevant. Why he always got to get a Dame Lillard caliber or a James Harden caliber or a Kobe Bryant caliber? Why you got to have someone like that in your stable? Because there are plenty of coaches that don't have that." End quote. So let me get this straight. It's okay with Stephen A. that Mike D'Antoni is given another head coaching job. But it's unfair to Stephen A. that he's given a head coaching job with a playoff caliber team. Let me explain something to you. Once head coaches in the NFL or the NBA, once they reach a point where they have pedigree, there's only certain jobs that they're going to take. For example, Sean Payton, coach of the Saints. If he leaves New Orleans, he's not going to go take a job with the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are a young team. Sean Payton's a veteran coach. He's a Super Bowl winner. If he leaves the Saints, he's going to take a job with a contender. Since everything is about race with Stephen A., I'll give you another example. Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers established his legacy with the Celtics. Then he went to the Clippers. After their embarrassing performance in the playoffs last year, he went to the Sixers. All three of those teams, playoff caliber. You get my point? Doc Rivers didn't leave the Clippers to go coach the young Cavs in Cleveland. He has pedigree. He has a legacy. He's only going to coach playoff caliber teams. That's how it works. It's the same with Mike D'Antoni. He isn't being considered in Portland because he's white. The Blazers are considering Mike D'Antoni because he's a playoff caliber coach. They're a playoff caliber team. In his 16 seasons as a head coach, he's made the playoffs 10 times, three trips to the conference finals. And if Chris Paul doesn't get injured in Game 5 back in 2018 against the Warriors, I think the Rockets win the title that year. Here's the thing, though. Stephen A. Smith actually does make some good points about Mike D'Antoni. He hasn't been able to get over the proverbial hump. He coaches his team right to the point of reaching the NBA Finals, but he can never get them there. That's because Mike D'Antoni is an offensive-minded head coach and doesn't focus on the defensive end. So Stephen A. does make some good points. The problem is he always has to pull the race card. It's always the same story. White people have white privilege, and the NBA or the NFL is holding back African Americans. It's just not true. It is a myth. I don't hear white people complaining that there's black privilege in the NBA because the league is over 70% African American. I don't hear Asians or Hispanics complaining that there isn't enough diversity in the NBA. I don't hear women complaining about the lack of female players in the NBA. The NBA, they're supposedly the most diverse league, all about equality. How come Stephen A. isn't raising hell about the lack of women in the NBA, or the lack of Hispanics, or the lack of Asians, or the lack of white people? Because it doesn't fit his woke agenda. What do you guys think of Stephen A. Smith once again claiming white privilege when a white coach is being considered for a coaching job? Do you guys even watch Stephen A. Smith anymore? Do you watch Woke Take? Or do you only hear about Stephen A. Smith when I bring up him and his vapid wokeness? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.